Francis Boyle is a human rights lawyer and professor of international law at University of Illinois College of Law. Professor Boyle has always been on the front line of any cause that he believes in. As a matter of fact, Professor Boyle was the lawyer for the government of Bosnia when it accused Serbia of genocide in the International Court of Justice. He's advocated in support of Hawaiian independence and even for a united Ireland. Well, since 2020, Professor Boyle has been one of the first and loudest voices arguing that the original COVID-19 virus was not natural, but that it was, in fact, a bioweapon. And Professor Boyle knows a little bit about what bioweapons look like because he wrote the laws about them, literally. Back in the late 1980s, Boyle drafted the legislation for implementing the Biological Weapons Convention. His draft bill was enacted unanimously by Congress and signed by the first President Bush. It's Professor Boyle's belief that COVID-19 is an offensive biological warfare weapon that was released out of the lab in China. He believes that SARS from two decades ago was also a Chinese bioweapon as well, but most stunningly of all, he says that as bad as China's behavior was, none of this would have happened without us contributing as well. Francis Boyle joins us now. Professor, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, Stu, and my best to your viewing audience.
Of course. So we were really early in calling this a bioweapon. We were told that we were being hyperbolic and spreading misinformation. To that, you say what?
Well, I think history has proven us right. I first blew the whistle on this on January 24, 2020, in a worldwide alert to the news media on the internet, several hundred sources, that what would be called COVID-19 was an offensive biological warfare weapon with gain-of-function properties that had leaked out of the Wuhan BSL-4. We have to understand the Wuhan BSL-4 is China's Fort Detrick. Let me repeat that. The Wuhan BSL-4 is China's Fort Detrick. And since then, I think most people have come around to this conclusion.
Why is that not being broadcast?
Well, it's simple because, Stu, if you look at who was behind this, they are exercising censorship. In addition to the Wuhan BSL-4, we have Tony Fauci at NIAID, Francis Collins at the NIH, both of whom paid for this. You have the University of North Carolina BSL-3, Ralph Barrick, who cooperated with the bat queen of the Wuhan BSL-4. You have the Food and Drug Administration, who helped develop this. Let me repeat that. The Food and Drug Administration, who helped develop the COVID-19 biowarfare agent, is also involved in approving the so-called vaccines that basically give people cells of COVID-19, which is an offensive biological warfare weapon. So behind all this, we have the CDC, Walensky, Biden's appointee from the Harvard Medical School. Harvard Medical School was also involved in this. I have 3 degrees from Harvard. I condemn it in no uncertain terms. Harvard was a cooperating institution of the Wuhan BSL-4. The WHO was a cooperating institution of the Wuhan BSL-4. Imagine that, Stu, if we knew the WHO was a cooperating institution behind Fort Detrick. The cat would be out of the bag. Big Pharma is involved in this. We know Big Pharma has enormous advertising revenue over all U.S. news media. Bill Gates is behind this. He has contributed money to U.S. news media. So, of course, they're not going to report it.
So, was this ever a respiratory virus?
What happened? Yes, of course. I pointed this out early on. If you look at, I don't know if it's still on there, but when I was researching it, Stu, the Wuhan BSL-4 bragged on their website that they had aerosolized viruses. Let me repeat that. They bragged that they had aerosolized viruses. And the only reason you aerosolize a virus is as a weapon, and they brag. And indeed, they had over there the head of the Harvard chemistry department, who was an expert on nanotechnology and applying nanotechnology to chemical weapons, biological weapons. He worked with Fort Detrick, and Harvard knew it. Harvard's tried to cover this up, too. So, yes, it was aerosolized, nanotechnologized right from the very beginning. That is why at the very beginning of the pandemic, we had reports from legitimate scientific researchers that it spread by air up to maybe 30 feet. So this was well known at the beginning of the pandemic, but again, not reported.
Who would have had this information when this biowarfare was declared and this weapon was deployed?
Stu, as far as I can figure out, the first evidence that came about that there was a problem over there at the Wuhan BSL-4 was in early September of 2019. Now, when that happened, all our intelligence services had to do was to click on the computer programs over there by Tony Fauci and Francis Collins, NIAID and NIH, and they would have known full well exactly what was going on over there at Wuhan because we were paying for it. It was all in our computers. Our intelligence services knew, even the CIA, NSA, they all knew, and they all figured this out, in my opinion, quite early in September of 2019. I have all that in my book, Stu, Resisting Medical Tyranny, if you want to see the documentation on that. So they knew.
Yeah, of course. So I'm going to ask you to speculate, Professor, who deployed the bioweapon?
Well, Stu, let me say this. It's in my opinion, the Chinese Communist government decided to develop this biological warfare weapon at their own Fort Detrick because they wanted to play with the big boys.
What about Ralph Baric right here at home at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill?
Yes, of course, Baric did too. He worked on this, yes, with the Chinese Bat Queen and the Wuhan BSL-4. They developed it. That's all here in this article. SARS-like cluster, a circulating bat coronavirus, poses threat for human emergence right there. It's in my book. Their names are all on there, including our own Fort Detrick. Our own Fort Detrick was working at the UNC BSL-3, Stu, right? They're all in on this.
So explain to me the difference between the SARS-CoV-2, whatever that is, bioweapon, and this bioweapon injectable euthanasia heart attack causing clot shot.
There's no difference to what happens is in the first of all, we have to understand this mRNA technology was paid for and developed, financed, and envisioned by the Pentagon. Let me repeat that. Paid for, financed, envisioned by the Pentagon. And it's DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Program Agency. That's where this came from. And if you look at the technology behind all what I call Frankenshots, these aren't vaccines, they actually give you a live cell of COVID-19, which is an offensive biological warfare weapon with gain-of-function properties to make it more lethal, more infectious. And it also has HIV, the precursor to AIDS, DNA genetically engineered into that. That was determined by the Indian scientists and confirmed by Luc Montagnier, who won the Nobel Prize in Physiology. And that came out of the Wuhan BSL-4 going down to Australia to work with the Australian Health Lab down there on the DNA genetic engineering of HIV.
I've only got a couple of minutes left here, but I think this is important. Would Pfizer and Moderna, AstraZeneca, J&J, would these people, these big pharma manufacturers who are responsible for manufacturing and distributing these shots, would they have been instructed by the DOD and made aware that they were creating a weapon of biowarfare to be deployed against Americans? Would they have known what they were doing?
I think they were all aware. Right. That's correct. And, it's just filthy lucre. They couldn't care less. They wanted to make money, tens of billions of dollars. Those behind the Franken shots, yes, they knew.
And they knew that it would cause infertility and sterility and spontaneous abortions and myocarditis and Guillain-Barré and super cancers. They knew that this was going to happen. These white fibrous clot-looking like things, they knew all of that was going to happen.
Yes, and Stu, that is why I started a campaign to get them all indicted for murder and conspiracy to commit murder by state, local, public prosecutors here in the United States. It's not going to be done by the federal government because they're in the tank with all these federal authorities.
Because they ordered it up. They declared biowarfare against its own people, our government.
Right. And to give you an example of how evil this is, Stu, I go through this in more detail in my book, but let's go back to the Nuremberg Charter for the prosecution of the major Nazi war criminals, crimes against humanity, one of the three crimes there. And it is defined as, quote, namely, murder, extermination, and other inhumane acts committed against any civilian population. That's exactly what's going on here. This is a Nuremberg crime against humanity. And all the individuals I mentioned today and you mentioned should be prosecuted for murder and conspiracy to commit murder by state and local government authorities. I already had a 45-minute conversation with the Attorney General of Louisiana going through his homicide statutes with him. And he agreed with me on my legal theory of the case, that basically this is a political issue, not legal. And I also had a 35-minute conversation with the Deputy Attorney General of South Carolina, going through his homicide statute with him. He agreed with me on the legal theory of this case, that all these people could be indicted for murder and conspiracy to commit murder. It's basically a political question, Stu. I note here, I'm a political independent. I'm not appearing here to endorse Governor DeSantis. He was behind me at Harvard Law School, cum laude graduate, sharp guy. He asked the Florida Supreme Court to impanel a grand jury to look into all of this. And I read the terms of reference given by the Florida Supreme Court. And all this material, in my opinion, needs to go to the Florida grand jury and get indictments against all these people for murder and conspiracy to commit murder. My opinion is that if we get even one indictment of these people for murder and conspiracy to commit murder, this whole house of cards will collapse.
I agree. And we've been saying that for quite some time. Very quickly, because I'm over time, a yes or no answer. Professor, is there any state in our union that has a law that protects any individual or any company or any corporation or any government or any agency? Is there any law that allows them to deploy a weapon of biowarfare that would protect them and give them immunity for criminal prosecution?
Not from criminal prosecution, Stu. It is correct that these people insulated themselves with prior legislation from being sued civilly to pay damages. But there is no statute anywhere that I am aware of that gives these people immunity from criminal prosecution for murder, conspiracy to commit murder, mayhem. Also, my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act But the problem there is that the federal government is not going to enforce my statute because the federal government is up to its eyeballs in a Nuremberg crime against humanity against the American people. So we have to rely upon state, local prosecutors, district attorneys, state's attorneys, attorney generals, which is why I had the conversations there in Louisiana and also South Carolina.
Thank you for doing that. We need to move the ball forward now and have the conversation about accountability. These people need to be indicted and tried, and if found guilty for what they have done, they should be fried. Professor Francis Boyle, thank you so much for making the time to be here today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on and getting this message out to the American people. So we're in the fight of our lives here.
You're damn right we are. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
To get better sleep, to fall asleep, to stay asleep, no tossing and turning, get up feeling energized, a lot of Americans have been duped by the medical and pharmaceutical industrial complex. Here, take melatonin. Give it to your kids. Yeah, you don't want a crabby kid. Put your kid to sleep. Get melatonin. Scientifically proven to be bad. Go to sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Please don't give your kids one more dose of melatonin until you see this. sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.